to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And thriving is what we do here on this show. What I love about today's lineup, I love everything about the lineup every day. But today, sometimes you figure, what is it that I need to hear today? What do you think the listeners need to hear today? And all of a sudden, you have a couple of people that are scheduled to be on the show, which address some very important issues. And, you know, today we have two such people. Joining us right out of the gate is Dana Steele. We're going to be talking with her about, you know, you've heard me share that I grew up and I've always wanted to be a rock. I always wanted to be in a rock band. Always wanted to be in a rock band. And I shared that, you know, I would get out there with my guitar. I'd play my guitar. And one day, you know, I realized, and it thanks to the help of several people, that as much as I wanted to be a rock star, I couldn't really sing. Big problem. Big. And so, you know, when I saw the book that Dana put together, What I Learned About Success from the World's Greatest Rock Stars, I thought, this is a conversation that I need to have. Many of us have gotten to see most recently Gene Simmons. I believe Gene was on the Celebrity Apprentice show. And certainly we're looking at, the Osbournes and what they have done. But the question is, how does a guy like Gene Simmons get to be as successful as he is? Well, guess what? Dana Steele is joining us here today, the author of Rock to the Top, What I Learned About Success from the World's Greatest Rock Stars. And we're going to hear from her about how we can shape our career, how we can be successful. What are the nuggets that she has found out? I'm especially interested in talking with her about David Bowie. And so as Dana has gone through her life, CEO of Steele Media Services, she is a much sought after motivational keynote speaker and MC, as well as media consultant. She's joining us here today to talk to us about what she has learned. Dana, thank you so much for joining us here. I mean, this is kind of an incredible conversation in that so many people are looking for the answers or the keys to success.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said you always wanted to be a rock star, because that's what I say at the beginning of my speech, Dr. Pat, is I always wanted to be a rock star. But, you know, after a while you realize, wait a minute, I can't sing, can't dance, you know, have two left feet. Can't play a musical instrument, tried tennis, tried golf, too ADD for that, you know, and just kind of went along through all these things till I found my passion. But I just knew I wanted to be somebody. And when I got into radio, into rock and roll, and I was surrounded by all these extremely successful, you know, rock stars and stars, I really kept an eye on all of them, because it's like, they're somebody. What did they do? And it's interesting you mentioned Gene, because Gene was speaking to a group of VIP entrepreneurs in New York a few weeks ago. I mean, who would have ever thought, first of all, that Gene Simmons and Dana Steele would actually be asked to speak to business groups? If you had told me that 20 years ago, I'd have told you you were nuts. But one of the questions they asked him, Pat, was what did he attribute his success to? And, you know, being Gene Simmons, he at first attributed it to the fact that he is the rock god of all time and,
absolutely,
you know, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
But he said, seriously, it's because I read everything I can get my hands on. And you know, that gives me knowledge, it gives me information, and helps me recognize opportunities. I thought that was really interesting, because I've always told people, when I was on the radio, I read everything I could get my hands on, from the trades to the trash.
Exactly.
And it always gave me something to talk about.
Exactly. And that's what I do as well. And you know, and it's an interesting conversation, because I think many of us got to see Gene on The Celebrity Apprentice. And we got a sense of who this man was. Also, I must say, many of us kind of grew up with Gene.
And what I like to point out is Gene has never gotten high or had a drink in his life.
Well, and that's really a very important point. for people to know, because we have, you know, we have these things, these stereotypes we put on rock stars or pop culture people, and now we're doing the same thing with our young, aspiring actors. And so, you know, when we look at what you've outlined in the book, you know, you clearly have broken this down into some basic rules, and rules that I don't care what line of business you're working in and you're listening to the show. There are things in this book that you are absolutely going to benefit from. I want to ask you, Dana, out of all that you've learned, out of everything you've accomplished, what challenges did you have to move beyond?
Well, first of all, being a woman in rock radio.
Please.
You know, I was the token woman. Even to this day, you usually only hear, you maybe hear a woman sidekick in the mornings on the morning show where it's all TNA. And then there's usually a woman either doing midday or nights. And it still is that way. And I was told early on, you know, you're never going to do anything except nights or middays. And, you know, you'll never make a lot of money at this. And it'll all be over soon. And I decided, why? You know, I didn't listen to that. I just kept going. I am a very firm believer, and boy, do I get emails and letters from women after I say this, but I'm a firm believer of, oh, stop complaining, get over it. Yes, there's a glass ceiling. You're going to have to work harder, maybe not as hard as you did 20 years ago, but work hard, love what you do, give a quality product, network, recognize opportunities, read, take care of yourself, and if it was meant to be, it will.
I love that. And because, you know, here we are, I don't know how many years later, and I'm still hearing that as an independent talk radio show.
That's right. You can't be a top talk radio personality as a woman. Are you out of your mind, Pat?
I know. And definitely, who the heck knows what independent talk radio hosts are all about anyway? You know, you're part of such a small population, but little did we know that there are growing bodies of work and people that are emerging. And, you know, it's thanks to people like you, Dana, and I want to say this out of the gate, because many of us, you know, we get to sit here today and we stand on the shoulders of all that have come before. Had Dana Steele not come before, I don't know whose shoulders we'd be sitting on.
So well, thank you.
It's a different conversation.
You know, I loved rock radio. I loved my job. And I wanted to be successful, and I wanted to make money, and I wanted to keep that job for as long as I could. And I knew if I was going to do that, I was going to have to be the best.
Yes. 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 And let's talk about being the best, because that's what your book is about. I mean, rock to the top. And thank you, Gene, for writing the foreword. You know, this is not just about mediocre success. You know what I'm saying? This is about super success, because you're not a mediocre person, are you?
No, and I was raised, my dad always said, I don't think I can use the word he used on the radio still to this day, but he basically said, give 110%, don't do it halfway, anything.
Exactly.
Whether it's cleaning your room, helping your mother, or going to work.
Well, let's talk about some of these rules for a minute, because, you know, we cannot talk about things enough. We cannot talk about what you've discovered enough. You know, what would you say, out of everything you've learned from all of the fabulous people you got to talk to, what would you say are the top elements that come to the table for you?
Passion, knowledge, networking, appreciation.
Ah.
That is the foundation of your stage, whether you're graduating from high school or you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. I don't care who you are, what you do, how much money you make, or how many people you manage, or the size of your company. First of all, you've got to love what you do. Second of all, you've got to watch the news. You've got to know what's going on around you, not only in your industry, but in the world. It's the only way we're going to survive as humans. Networking, you've got to let people know what it is you want to do and what it is you need. Most people will help you along the way, but they can't read minds. And networking is not being a business card psycho at a happy hour. Networking is letting friends and family and coworkers and business partners know what it is you need, what it is you want, where it is you want to go. And last but not least, appreciation. That's the fourth corner of your stage foundation. You didn't get where you are alone, and you will not get ahead alone. You need to appreciate everybody and every opportunity, not just those that do things for you, but your employees, everybody. You know, people who wait on you at the grocery store, say thank you. Get off your cell phone and look them in the eye and say thank you.
I love that, because without that, you know, you're really pretty, kind of pretty shallow going on there. And I can remember times in my life where I've been there. You know, one of the things.
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes you know, I know I got a little bit cocky there in my early 20s, but.
Well, you know, so what? We did. We go through it, and here we are. And you know, both of us love rock stars. But let me ask you, about this. You could have written, and boy, I don't want to talk about Barbara Walters, but I just want to say you could have written a different book.
I could have written a much different book, and there's two reasons I didn't. One, it was the 80s, and I don't remember half of it. The other reason is I am the mother of three sons and the wife of a wonderful man, and there's no reason. That was another life. It was another time ago. I had a great time. The people I could tell those kind of stories about, they have, you know, their spouses and their kids and their lives, and you know what? It was a different time. It was a lot of fun. That needs to be left behind.
I couldn't agree with you more. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dana Steele. This book, Rock to the Top, I love it. I love everything about this book. We're going to be talking about what each and every one of us can tap into so that we can shift. What is the meaning of respect? And most importantly, how does Dana talk about this, one of my favorites, don't fear the reaper. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Dana Steele, my very special guest today on the Dr. Pat Show. Rock the Top is the book. And by the way, www.danasteele.com, D-A-Y-N-A, Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E.com. We've got copies of this book we're going to be giving away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Today's nutrition tip is about legumes or beans. Legumes are technically classified as a protein and can be eaten as an alternative to meat. They have virtually no fat, contain 7 to 10 grams of fiber, 3 grams of iron, and folate, an important B vitamin. Legumes regulate blood sugar, fill us up, satisfy, and only contain 80 calories per 1/2 cup. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet at www.sugarfreemiracle.com.
Attention homeowners. If you just refinanced or bought your house, did you know you signed a piece of paper agreeing to pay your lender more money in interest than you borrowed? How would you like to cut that interest almost in half or two-thirds without refinancing or making extra payments? Plus have your house paid off in about 10 years, not 30. If this catches your attention, we can help. Find out how much interest you can save on your current mortgage today by visiting debtfreemca.com or calling 888-252-3083. Your family will be glad you did.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Tune in your radio to hear Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, as she uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. Carrie will read your unique energy field, connecting you with the treasures of your soul, your passions, and your true life purpose. Don't miss Carrie's weekly astounding and energetic predictions. Fasten your seatbelt as you take a wild ride with Carrie O'Connor. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z, Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Come on, put on those shoes. Let's dance the blues and everything else. I'm so thrilled to have Dana Steele joining us here today. You know what? We've got three, I believe, copies of the book, Rock to the Top. Great stories in here. We're just giving you a couple of snippets of what's in here. But not only is this a book for people to look at in terms of their success and career, what I have discovered about this book, and as a matter of fact, love about this book, is that this is really a blueprint. If you're trying to figure out how to get out of the gate in 2008, which is our theme, this book is going to outline it for you. And I think, Dana, we should give away several copies of the book. Why don't we go ahead and do that?
I think that's a great idea.
All right. You all know the number. It is toll-free from everywhere in the country, 1-800-930-2819, and you have to tell Benny who is your favorite rock star. 1-800-930-2819. And this book is Rock to the Top, the foreword by Gene Simmons. That is our toll-free number. You know, I talked before the break, Dana, there's a section that you have in the book, and it's called Don't Fear the Reaper. And I wanted to ask you about this. Part of what you talk about is you can't worry about what people think. And you can't be shy about what it is you do or the product you offer.
Boy, I'll give you a great example. I was on vacation with my family earlier this week. We were at a hotel in California and sitting there having breakfast. And these women sitting next to me, I realized, were meeting planners. They hire speakers. That's what I do. And I could tell they were pretty, you know, high level. One of them was the meeting planner or the director of sales for the Hotel Del Coronado outside of San Diego. And I ran up to the room, got five books, got five speaker cards, came back down and said, I'm so sorry to, you know, excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. I'm a speaker. Here's my book. And they were all thrilled. It's like, I can't let this opportunity pass. And I've learned that for the most part, when you do something like that, people are not offended. They're not bothered. They're like, they're looking for opportunities too. And it was great. One of them said, you carry books with you on vacation? I said, of course I do. I never know when an opportunity is going to come up.
I love what we're talking about here right now because, you know, part of this is you sharing what you've learned in life. And here's what I know. We have a lot of conversations right now, Dana, that go on about this time that we live in, what's going on, the compression. And, you know, and what we're trying to do here with the show is recession-proof your consciousness, because the bottom line is that there are people making millions of dollars. It isn't just for a few. But don't we have to have a blueprint for doing that?
You know, you do, and am I making $1 million? No. I'd love to make $1 million, and I might get there someday, but, you know, you've still got to have that foundation. You've got to have that basis. I choose to not work 24/7 because I'm the mother of young children, and I don't want to take time away from them. But you've got to have that same foundation, whether you want to, you know, just get by or be comfortable or make millions. But I refuse to step on people and shun my children to the side, and you know, I'm trying to balance all those priorities.
Exactly. And you know, what goes around comes around, eh?
It does. I love the old saying, and I'm probably paraphrasing here, but you know, 100 years after or 50 years after I'm dead and gone, nobody's gonna remember my book, nobody's gonna remember what I did, but my children will have made an impact on the world.
I love that.
And that's what's so important.
Now, I wanted to ask you a question, actually several questions. Do you have a favorite band? Do you have a favorite, you know, male or female artist out there?
Sammy Hagar.
Oh, very nice.
Love him. Not only did I just spend a ton of time around him. His manager sort of became my mentor in the business, and I would go on the road when it was just Sammy Hagar, and I would go on the road when it was Van Halen, and just kind of hang out and, you know, really got to see the inner workings of everything and watch Ed Leffler, Sammy's manager, who was a brilliant man. But Sammy was brilliant. Sammy is very intelligent. He owned bicycle shops in California. You know, he joined Van Halen. He opened Cabo Wabo, which has been extremely successful down in Mexico. And he, by the way, just sold a piece of his piece of the Cabo Wabo tequila company, I heard, for approximately $80 million earlier this year.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, he was always great, Pat, to have on the air because he could talk about everything and anything. He wasn't just, again, the business card psycho. He wasn't just pushing his music or his show.
You know, one of the things that I've, there's so many questions that I want to ask you because, you know, this is, for me, you know, having this conversation with you, I'm like a little kid in a sandbox right now.
I love you. Thank you.
I really am. This is like the most incredible thing for me because we are launching Rock Stars That Rock. And as a matter of fact, we're launching Pop Stars That Pop. And, you know, people say to me, what are you doing? Are you nuts? Are you out of your mind? You know, you interview some of the top people in the field of human potential. And I said to them, well, wait a minute. Do we think that these other people are not? How did we get to this place where rock stars and others, you know, are looked at as, you know, evil?
Well, you know, it's the whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and then you take it a little step further towards acting, and you've got, you know, those fabulous role models like Paris Hilton, who I'm not sure what she can do. She's not really an actress either, is she? Or Lindsay Lohan, that are just, I don't know, it's we seem to have become quite a, you know, the human beings want nothing but voyeurism. We want to see these people just crash and burn.
But
there are some great examples out there. Mm-hmm. Natalie Portman, you know, didn't she graduate from Harvard a couple of years ago? I mean, they go back and they go to school. And, I mean, there's some great examples, which is why I started Smart Girls Rock, which
right.
is a website to encourage, you know, girls to pursue science and technology. And it was really cool because Newsweek just did an article on how nerd girls are becoming the hot girls, which I think is cool.
Oh, without question. You know, the whole nerd thing has gotten so much popularity right now that there's reality television shows and much more. You know, Dana, one of the things that you do in this book, and you do it so brilliantly, is you really break this down for us so that we can look from different places. You share some very cool stories. This is what I love about books and books like yours. We get to learn the principles and have fun in doing it. Did you intend for this to happen like this?
You know, I hoped that it would come across with how much I enjoyed it and how much I learned from it and what a great time it was. I was asked several years ago, I started getting asked to do business speeches, and I would go do my little speech, and I'd be bored, and they'd be bored, and everybody'd be bored. And so I started opening it up for question and answers at the end, and it never failed. You know, the most stern-looking businessman in the crowd in his nice little crisp suit and shoes and, you know, would raise his hand, and I would think, oh, no, here it comes. You know, he's going to dress me down. And I'd say, yes, and he'd go, do you know Van Halen? You know, so I started throwing in the little rock stories, and I got excited, and I got passionate, and I saw the crowd perk up, you know, at these chicken and rice luncheons where you hear the same speech over and over again. And I saw that, you know, we all had this incredible love of rock and roll. We grew up with it. Music evokes such emotion in people. Why can't it evoke emotion in business as well?
Well, and, you know, that's a very, very good question. We walk around humming songs. I was telling Nick before I came into, you know, our studio today, I said, you know what? Guess what? Out of the cart, here I am, Pussycat Dolls, you know, and I'm, you know, the song is like in my mind, Don't You Think I'm Hot or whatever that song is. And I'm thinking, to myself, how is it that I get plugged into this stuff? And I wanted to ask you, what do you see? Because you've seen so much. In the context of your book, Rock to the Top, what can we say to people listening to the show today about what we can learn from people that are as visible as rock stars?
Do it because you love it.
Mm.
You know, do it. So many, all of these bands started out hoping they would be rich and famous, and they're the very few who did. for everyone who did, there's hundreds and thousands of bands who haven't made it. But they're doing it because they love it. And one of the seeds that also started this book was somebody said to me, I wish I could be famous so I don't have to work anymore. And I was like, are you kidding? These people work harder than anyone I've ever met in my life. They go 24/7. Y'all, yes, they party, and yes, they make a lot of money, and yes, they have a good time, but they're up at 6 a.m. doing radio interviews, and they're meeting the record people, and they're at the record stores, and they're signing the checks, and they're making the decisions. They work.
There's no question about it. And by the way, in order to be successful, they have to reinvent themselves on a regular basis.
Yeah, you have to. And again, that goes back to knowledge. You have to keep up with what's going on in the world around you. Madonna does that better than anybody in the world. I'm not even sure she can really sing, but she's a brilliant marketer, and she's brilliant at keeping up with everything. So, and I wanted to tell you a Seattle Connection networking story. How's that?
Oh, please do.
Because you're right there in Seattle, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is broadcast Seattle, Boston, and all over the East Coast.
I know you're heard everywhere, but, you know, it's a very long story. I'll make it short. I befriended David Crosby when he was in prison. He got to be good friends with some of the astronauts. He introduced me to one of the astronauts who introduced me to my now husband, and that would be Bonnie Dunbar, who is the CEO of the Museum of Flight there in Seattle. So a very good friend, and you never know who your networking is going to put you in touch with.
I love it. And, boy, that is such key advice. One last question before you go. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Favorite female rock
Melissa
star?
Melissa Etheridge.
Okay, now you're talking my language.
See, you don't even have to finish. Melissa Etheridge still to this day puts on the best show. You get your money's worth. Oh, my God, she's incredible.
There's nothing like her on stage. Absolutely nothing like her. You know, you just mentioned that, and I've got chills now all over my body.
I know. I love her. Will always pay money to see her because I know I'm going to get a show and more.
Well, I love you. Thank you, Dana Steele, for doing what you do. Many of us have been able to hang out with you over the years, and we love that you've taken your knowledge, your wisdom, and you've put it in a book that makes absolute sense to me. I love it. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Let's give out your website again and let people know how they can connect with you.
All right. It's Rock to the Top, What I Learned About Success from the World's Greatest Rock Stars. You can go to danasteele.com, DanaSteele. Of course, it's available at Amazon.com, or you can always order it from your local bookstore.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Intuition Girl in the house. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.